Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to our pregame interview with Coach Corey Fountain. Coach Fountain, last week you hosted the number one team in Class 2A and the Batesburg-Leesville Panthers. They were undefeated coming into the game, but when they left, they had a loss. And I think they left just a little bit humbler as you took a 31-14 win. You want to talk about that game just a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. Coach Lawson had those guys ready to go. They came in undefeated, hadn't been really challenged other than Abbeville all year long. Strom Thurmond had challenged them last regular season game for the region championship for their region, but really good football. Proud of our guys for stepping up in that game. You know, they got up on us, and right before halftime, we scored, and they called the touchdown back. And you know, our guys didn't bat an eye. We made the next play. Tashawn Richardson made something happen with his legs, dove into the end zone, and knocked a pile on over for the tying touchdown before the half. And that was huge because we got the ball back in the second half.
Well, you're right. And then as you and I were talking a few moments ago before we started the interview, but then, as you mentioned, disaster struck on your first possession in the second half where the snap went over the punter's head. But your defense, like you said, bowed up and caused the turnover, and then y'all went down and scored. And then Mason Tinsley got a couple of good plays in the game, one on holding when your only field goal was attempted. Snap was kind of on the ground. He got it down in time for Kuykendall to be able to push the thing through. And then at the end of the game, he made an interception to ice the game.
Yeah, going back to that defensive stop, that was a huge part of the game. I mean, they had some momentum. It went through our punter's hands. They had the ball in the red zone. Our defense made some plays and then created a turnover, which was huge the whole entire game. I thought our defense did an excellent job of creating turnovers. They limited the big plays on defense. They limited number 22, the running back. I think his longest run maybe was 11 yards. Just did a great job all night long of carrying out the game plan to Coach Campbell and the defensive coaches for us.
I agree with you, because for a team that was averaging right at 40 points a game, you held them to 14, so that speaks loads right there in and of itself. Y'all wind up with 393 yards of total offense. They only had 202, and they were averaging 300 yards of offense a game. So great game. And let's mention one other gentleman, because he was chosen as the Touchdown Club's Player of the Week for his performance in last week's game, and that's Javen Cook, who led the Red Devils with 269 yards on 24 carries and 3 touchdowns. He has been stepping up the last few weeks for you guys.
Yeah, Coach Alexander, offense coordinator, was feeding him the rock, man, and our guys were blocking for him, and he had some explosive runs. He was patient. He stayed behind his line, and then he would burst through the crease that was made, and I thought he did an excellent job. We're going to need him to do the same thing this coming week versus Fairfield Central.
Oh, you're right. He needed to come up and do the same thing tonight against the Fairfield Central group. Coach, speaking of that, they're coming in here averaging 43.5 points per game, giving up 12.9. They're 12-1. They lost the first game of the season to Ridgeview, 42-18. The last time they had a media poll, they were ranked number 3, and you were ranked number 4. So you got another chance to knock off someone who's in the polls ahead of you.
Yeah, we don't really worry about the polls. The only poll that matters is who's standing at the end. And Fairfield Central, really, really fast football team. They get after it on offense and defense. On offense, they have some really big playmakers. And Tydarian Greer, the running back, who you don't see him get caught. When he hits the open field, he's big play potential every time he touches the ball. Their quarterback does a good job of running the ball as well. And then on defense, they have Chancery Turner, linebacker number 9, and you'll see him all over the field making plays as well.
Well, you mentioned the running back Greer. He's averaging 152.5 yards per game. I think he scored 35 touchdowns on the season. Their rushing offense has been about 154.7 yards per game with 60 touchdowns, and their passing has been about 128.8 yards per game with 14 touchdowns, but they've thrown 7 interceptions. They don't do anything different on defense than you've seen before, do they?
No, they're an odd man front most of the time, and they like to put pressure on your quarterback. They like to blitz, so they'll play some cover 3, some man free. They'll roll some coverages from 2 high to 1 high. It seems like we've seen all kinds of defenses all year long, and we're just trying to prepare them for what we'll see this week. The biggest thing is you can't prepare for is their team's speed. I think they'll be a lot comparable to Chester. Chester's really fast on defense as well.
I think I know why you're seeing all kinds of different defenses this year, and that's very simple. They're doing anything they can to try to stop the Red Devils.
Yes, sir.
Well, Coach, wish you nothing but luck tonight, and hopefully we're able to talk this week about a game that you'd be having next Thursday night. Now, we don't want to count our chickens before the eggs hatch, but hopefully if you win tonight, I believe the state finals will be down in Orangeburg on Thursday night next week. Is that correct?
We're just trying to go 1-0, Mike.
You don't even know.
Friday. It would be Thursday at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Well, again, good luck to you, and like I said, I hope we're talking about a win next Friday.
Yes, sir. Go Big Red.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Coach Fountain. You've been listening to Coach Fountain in the pregame interview here on Real Radio, WLBG.